Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We have Cameron Brink with us, the number two overall pick in the WNBA draft, and now playing for the Los Angeles Sparks. She was a fantastic player at Stanford, and she is part of the Mattress Firm's team Sleepwell, which is a new long-term initiative highlighting the transformative power that sleep has on physical health and athletic performance. Cameron, welcome to the show. And it's interesting, you went up against Darena Taurasi, and it's incredible to think that she's 41 years old and she's still balling as much as she ever has. And you've basically watched her your whole life. What was it like going up against Diana?
It's amazing. She's just such a big role model of mine, and she always has such encouraging things to say. So she's just truly amazing, and what a phenomenon that she's just playing. And she dropped, I think it was 31 against us. So just really, really a huge admirer of hers.
Very cool. Now, when you were coming out of high school in Oregon, you could have gone anywhere, and you picked one of the great programs and the Harvard of the West. No one's going to argue with the choice at Stanford. But how much pressure was on you to be a Duck and have all your family and friends come to your games?
Honestly, not much. I mean, I love Oregon. I think it's a great school, but, you know, Stanford was what's meant for me, and I'm really, you know, couldn't have chosen a better school, I think. So just thankful for my staff and teammates at Stanford.
And talk about watching your whole life, Tara Vanderveer, who now is retiring. I mean, just from the Jennifer Azy days all the way up to you, what did she mean to you as beyond just being a basketball coach?
Yeah, Tara means everything to me. She's just the absolute best, and, you know, the best for a reason. I've never met anyone that's more prepared and just gives their everything to what they love. So she's the best, and I'm just thankful for everything she's done for me.
The other thing is, too, when you come in as a high pick, obviously in any sport it usually goes in inverse order, so the team drafting you did not have an amazing year the year before, and, you know, we've seen with Caitlin with the Fever as well. Is there pressure on you kind of like, oh, we have Cameron now, she's going to save everything for us?
I think we just go into every game, you know, with the same mindset. I think there's just been a lot of great attention around everything, but, you know, no matter who we play, it's just going to be a great game. So we're just thankful for the support. You know, there's been so much viewership, but, it's been a ride for sure. So we're just going to keep pushing in the right direction.
So as I mentioned, Mattress Firm's team Sleepwell, I think all of us, me included, we don't get enough sleep. So I can only imagine you getting on planes, getting off planes, going to practice. I mean, how do you get your 8 hours, or do you ever?
Yeah, I definitely try to prioritize 8 to 9 hours a night. And so this is just like the perfect partnership because, you know, with Team Sleepwell, we're going to work with top athletes and connecting them with sleep experts so that we can prioritize rest and recovery. And that's literally what it's all about. The best way you can perform your best is to get good quality sleep. So for me, I was just matched to the perfect mattress, and it's helped me get so much better quality sleep. I like a firm mattress, so they got me a firm one, a California King, so it fits my 6'5 frame, and honestly, haven't felt better. So just very thankful to be in partnership with them, and hopefully, you know, we just keep spreading the importance of sleep.
Just as an aside, about 3 years ago, I'm 6'2", I got a Cal King from Mattress Firm, but I'm a pillow top guy. I like sinking way deep, so they can give you whatever you need, huh?
Exactly. They can give you whatever they need.
All right, so the other thing is, for United States basketball, especially the women, we just expect you guys to show up at the Olympics and walk to the gold medal, and that's just not true anymore. There's so much more parity. There's so many fantastic players, but I mean, what a place. Paris, France, for the Olympics. How excited are you for the prospects of bringing home the gold there?
Yeah, you know, I haven't been announced to any team yet, but I'm a hopeful. And, you know, the games are just really exciting. No matter what happens for me, I'm going to be supporting. So hopefully the momentum continues for the 5-on-5 team and the 3-on-3 team. You know, I just hope people continue to tune in. It's very exciting.
And then for your game, too, as well, I mean, people might see your height and say, okay, you know, be a rim protector, get rebounds, and kick it out. But the nice touch you have, taking threes. To me, it's kind of reminds me of like Dirk Nowitzki. You can own the paint, but you also have kind of a small forwards mentality. How do you sort of develop that?
Yeah, that's because I've been surrounded by a lot of amazing coaches that have, you know, helped me to develop a versatile mindset. So I love doing a bit of everything, and it's just fun. I love, you know, basketball and just being able to do, you know, a little bit of everything, pass, shoot, come off ball screens. So it's just such a fun game. Just happy to be able to do it for a living now.
By the way, athletes are so tied to their numbers. You take 22 from Stanford to Los Angeles. Like, how superstitious are you? Like, what if they said, hey, you're number 17 now? Would you be crushed?
I mean, no, I wouldn't be crushed. It is what it is. But I'm just lucky and blessed to have my number. It was my mom's number. So, yeah, I mean, if I didn't get the number, it wouldn't be any skin off my back, though.
So, also, you know, mental health, this is the last question for you. Mental health is such an important thing that, you know, 20 years ago, no one even talked about. And so for you, with all the pressure you have, and as I said, trying to get your sleep in as well, high profile athlete, how do you make sure your mental health is on point?
Like I said before, it's really about sleep. And that's why this partnership with Mattress Firm is really just a great partnership that I align with. But yeah, it's about getting good sleep, resting, making sure you make time for self-care. For me, that's skincare and meditation and belly breathing, everything that you can do to ground. So it's very individual. It's taken me some time to really get a routine, and it's still developing for sure. But yeah, I just hope everyone, if anything, I hope everyone's just making sure they're getting enough sleep and trying to get, you know, the best sleep that they can.
Mattress Firm's Team Sleep Well founding member, Cameron Brink. Check her out with the Los Angeles Sparks, and fingers crossed stays healthy at the Olympics with Team USA as well, coming up soon in Paris. Cameron, thank you so much for your time and continued success.
Okay, thank you so much.